Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Joining me from the Chicago Auto Show is Mark Bielek. This is Scott Gattune, and we are back on Technory Live. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Scott.
So I'm a huge fan of automobiles as a whole. I love sports cars and things like that. I also, obviously running Technory, I've gotten into tech and cars, and we've talked to many companies that are getting involved in the automated car space and many other things. I actually drive an electric BMW i3, which they gave us so nicely as a sponsorship tool. And so I'm incredibly excited this year to come to the Chicago Auto Show. So I wanted to get you on the show to first give our listeners a little plug on like what to expect this year, and then also talk a little bit about some of the tech that's going to be involved with this year's show.
Sure. So thanks. The Chicago Auto Show is here at McCormick Place from February 11th to the 20th. We open every day at 10 a.m. and stay open until 10 p.m., except for the last day when we closed at 8 p.m. And, you know, really people from Chicago are spoiled. They don't realize how great they have it. McCormick Place is a great facility with a ton of parking, and it allows us to use 1.1 million square feet to set up the Chicago Auto Show, which is the largest in the nation. All sorts of information can be had at chicagoautoshow.com, but this year we've got two new test tracks. So we've got five indoor test tracks this year where people can get into a car and go for a ride inside the show. They don't even have to go outside for it. And we've got our Jeep track. We've got an FCA multi-brand track that has a drag strip and a slalom and a brake area. There's a Toyota track with the RAV4 and the Highlander. There's a new Ram track that's built like a construction zone. And then there's this Mercedes Iron Schokel, which is a giant mechanical kind of hill thing, a 30-degree grade, which is way more than you've ever driven on in your life. It's really, really cool. So, you know, we're excited. We've got some new stuff at the show. We've also got Chrysler's Pacifica Play Zone for kids. We've got a Star Wars display in Nissan. And we've got the Lego Batmobile, which is kind of cool if you're a Lego dude, 35,000 Lego blocks, 17 feet long, and you can make your own as well and take it with you. So all sorts of fun stuff to do at the show. We've got a great app that goes along with it. We work very hard with a company called American Eagle out in Des Plaines, Illinois, and they have built an app for us that's basically a virtual companion to the show. You can download it from the Play Store or the App Store, and it's basically got a listing of every vehicle on the show floor. It's got the daily schedule. It's got all sorts of interesting news and information about the show. If you download and register, you can, for a chance to win, a Buick Envision or GMC Acadia. And then also, if you use the app to buy your tickets, you get a $2 discount. So, you know, we've got that neat tech going on, but then also we've added something new this year. And it's called ePass, and if you think of it as a fast pass to the Chicago Auto Show. So basically, you register one time, and then you can scan your ePass, whether it's on your app or using your ticket, all across the show floor to get quick information from manufacturers, to register for contests, to sign up for ride and drives. It's a great way to connect with the exhibitors here at our show, and something that, honestly, the exhibitors were asking us to do because of attendee fatigue. And that's a really interesting thing, attendee fatigue. You think, you know, they come to the show, they spend 3.5 to 4.5 hours here. People get tired of giving their name and email address over and over and over and over again. So what we've done is do it one time and then scan it wherever you want to. No one's going to get your information unless you give it to them. And it's just one way that we think that Chicago is the leader. No other auto show has done this in the country, so we're doing it first.
I think it's awesome. And I have to tell you, we've done a couple stories on, I personally did one a few years ago on the golf, the big golf conference here. And then we had our guys do Lollapalooza this year on the tech that they were using there for crowd losing stuff. Crowdfind was the company. Mm-hmm. And I love that the groups that come out of Chicago try their tech here. I'm not sure why. I think, Austin with South by Southwest is popular for this, but mm-hmm. Chicago is one of those places where people love to try stuff. And I have to tell you, one of the reasons that I have always avoided, other than my insane difficulty working with crowds, which is kind of ironic given what I do for a living. But I have always struggled with like you talked about, the fatigue part. I get tired of having to search where to go and find stuff. I get tired of having to re-put my name in it again and again and again. And, you know, surveys and all this other stuff they give you, sign up for this free thing.
Right.
All right, I want it, but I don't want to sign up for it. So I think it's brilliant what you're doing. And I want to, not to overplug you, but I want to plug the app part of it, because I really think one of the big differentiators, first off, I love that it's built by a local business. But second, the lack of a tour guide at the Chicago Auto Show, for those who have never been, you need a tour guide of some sort, because there's so many cool things going on. And honestly, if you miss any of it, you might as well not have gone, because all these pieces are so key. And so the fact that you guys finally have this app tour guide in, I think will incredibly change the experience for those, particularly those who are not, you know, customarily auto people, to really get the most out of this.
Yeah, and we've laid out our show floor so people can cross-shop. 65% of the people that come to our show are actively looking for cars. That means 35 are just here to have fun, which is great. But, you know, we set it up so that all the luxury brands are together. So you can get in and out of a Mercedes and then into a BMW and then into a Porsche and then into an Audi all within the span of 5 minutes. So you can compare the vehicles like you would if the showrooms were lined up next to each other. And the app, you're right, the app, the map on the app is interactive. So you can tap on the VW logo and you get a list of every Volkswagen that's here at the show. And there's a write-up on each car. So you can see pictures and you can understand what each car is. You know, you mentioned the i3, that's the car you're driving. I think probably half of the people in Chicago don't even know what an i3 is and have never seen one and didn't even know that BMW offered an all-electric vehicle.
Well, so, given that my property association put a violation sticker on my car and called it a commercial vehicle, I would have to attest that that's correct. I'm currently trying to figure out how to resolve that little deal.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's a beautiful car. Thank you, BMW. Where do people go to download the app and get their tickets for the auto show? And if you could restate when the auto show is, that would be great.
Sure. So the auto show is February 11th to the 20th, which is President's Day, the 20th. We're open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, except for the last day. We're open only until 8. You know, it's here at McCormick Place. They should go to ChicagoAutoShow.com to get a ton of information. And then I really suggest downloading that app. Although we do offer free high-speed Wi-Fi across the show floor, download the app before you come, at either in the Play Store or in the Android Store. And, you know, just type in ChicagoAutoShow.com. We'll come up first. And, you know, have at it. And, you know, buying tickets, you can buy them online. I'd highly suggest buying them in advance, but we do sell them here. And if you use the app, you get a $2 discount on an adult ticket.
Very cool. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com, and you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.